Begin with crime news, as a Mebane man is in custody after a fatal shooting that happened on Friday at Camelot Village Apartments just off Estes Drive, actually just across the street from us here at University Place. Happened around 2:40 in the afternoon on Friday with multiple gunshots reported. 21-year-old Deary William Bourne was killed. Saturday morning, Chapel Hill police reported they'd made an arrest. Jermaine Chance, also 21 years old, now faces four felony charges, including first-degree murder. He's due in court later today. The investigation is still ongoing, though, and Chapel Hill police want to hear from you. If you have any information, you can call 911 or Crime Stoppers at 919-942-7515. That contact information also available on our website, chapelburr.com. Turning to health news, UNC and Duke may be rivals on the basketball court, but the two schools are urging their fans to work together in a new fundraising initiative to help find treatments and cures for breast cancer. 97.9 The Hill's Ava Pukach with more on Blues Unite.
The Susan G. Komen Metastatic Breast Cancer Research Initiative is working to raise $1 million to find treatments and cures for metastatic breast cancer. Each year, 44,000 women and men die from the disease. Pam Cole is the director of the initiative.
We have two world-renowned research centers 8 miles apart at Duke and UNC who are doing phenomenal work on breast cancer research. And we are raising funds to develop a program that will inspire, catalyze, motivate UNC and Duke researchers to work together to find treatments and cures for metastatic breast cancer.
With $100,000 to go, the initiative is calling on Tar Heel and Blue Devil fans to step up with their program Blues Unite, which began February 5th, the date of the first UNC-Duke basketball game. Cole says she hopes the initiative will reach the $1 million mark by March 6th, the day of the second UNC-Duke basketball game.
We thought, what better way to support a collaborative research initiative at Duke and UNC than to get Duke and UNC fans involved? And we think we should have a little bit of friendly rivalry as to which fan base can raise the most amount of money to help save lives.
Through the Komen website, fans can make donations by choosing which basketball team to align with. All funds raised go towards funding collaborative grants for Duke Cancer Institute and UNC Lineberger Comprehensive Cancer Center to work together to find cures for metastatic breast cancer. The cause means a lot to Cole, who has been battling the disease for 4 years herself. Currently, there is no cure, only treatment to prevent the disease from spreading further through the body. When one drug fails, patients must move to a different one. She says she hopes bringing Duke and UNC researchers together, they can find cures.
Breast cancer is smart and tenacious and does not want to give up, and neither will we.
While the initiative will see which fan base can raise the most money in a friendly competition, Cole says when Duke and UNC are willing to work together, everyone wins. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ava Pukach.
Elsewhere in health news, COVID-19 numbers are continuing to trend down in North Carolina, with hospitalizations now below 1,700 for the first time in months. Vaccinations are also picking back up after some weather delays last week, but supplies of the vaccine are still extremely limited, leading some to ask if people can maybe get away with having just one dose instead of two if they'd already been infected with the virus during the pandemic. Dr. Becky Smith is the medical director of infection prevention and control at Duke Hospital. She says that second dose is still important even for people who've been through COVID already.
So if you have had COVID before, as with many of our answers, it depends. Some studies out there have shown that if you had asymptomatic or mild infection, you will have lower levels of the important neutralizing antibodies that later protect you against seeing COVID again, versus more severe infection. So some people have said, wow, if you already had COVID, why don't you just get one booster vaccine? And will that equal, enough protection as the two in the series that are currently available to us? And I think the answer is we don't have enough data to say that that's safe. I think we look to our CDC and other scientific experts to help advise us on that. But I think for now, sticking with the original plan of 2 doses of the vaccines available for maximum efficacy is a good strategy, and we should continue to work with that in mind.
That's Dr. Becky Smith speaking there with Duke Hospital. Back in Orange County, Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Food Assistance Program Food for Students celebrated a huge milestone last week, 1 million meals given out to kids in our community since COVID forced the schools to close last March. Food for Students grew out of a program called Food for the Summer, which had been giving meals to students over their summer months when school wasn't in session. Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger helped launch that program several years ago. And Mayor Heminger spoke last week with 97.9 The Hill about the importance of food for students in helping families amid the pandemic.
I'm so pleased. This partnership to bring folks together to feed our kids, especially we started as Food for the Summer when kids are home for those long summer breaks and don't have access to their free and reduced lunch meals they get at school. And we grew it for during the COVID when children were out of school and there was no way to get the meals to them from the school other than a program like this, and 31 sites. But we also added it, folded in enrichment opportunities and fun activities and things to connect the children to make sure that they knew they were cared about. And we had volunteers from the school system, you know, teachers' aides and teachers and transportation workers and community members, all kinds of folks really working hard and working together to make this happen. And 1 million meals is an incredible number of meals delivered. And it was just a great day to celebrate. It's very interesting. We were out there with music and dancing around as people came through and picked up their bag of food as a thank you to them. And I got to meet our new superintendent, and we'd already scheduled a meeting that day, the same day later by Zoom, but we actually got to see each other in person for a little bit too, socially distanced, of course.
That's Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger speaking there. You can get their full conversation on our website, chapelboro.com. Just scroll down to News on the Hill with Brighton McConnell to hear that and all of Brighton's interviews. It's time for sports now, brought to you by Mac Orthodontics. Got to begin with a statement win for UNC basketball, 99-54 the final. They rolled over Louisville, and the Cardinals are no slouch. This is a huge win for Carolina on Saturday. 97.9 The Hill's Avery Trendle with your recap of what went down.
Although Louisville has been among the ACC's most talented teams for much of the season, the Cardinals looked a lot like a team that hadn't played a game in nearly 3 weeks, with this their first game since February 1st. The Tar Heels were much more active right from the jump on Saturday, looking like a team that sought out an opponent on Twitter earlier in the week because it wanted to play so bad. Freshman guard Kerwin Walton sank 4 of his 5 three-pointers and tallied 14 of his career-high 19 points in the first half as UNC built a commanding 48-29 halftime lead. Forward Dayron Sharp, another talented Tar Heel freshman, also had 12 of his team-high 21 points in the first half on a night where head coach Roy Williams' team looked efficient on offense as it has all season long.
Most of it was Kerwin and Dayron, and Kerwin made 4 out of 5 in one stretch there and then took it to the basket and made one off the dribble drive in the open floor as well. But I've said all along that I think our freshmen are going to be good players. My request is to do it during my lifetime, and today it was in the first half, so hope I get to see more than that before I kick out.
Williams has often criticized his young team's assist-to-turnover ratio, but the Tar Heels were locked in against Louisville. All 10 of UNC's primary rotation players recorded at least one assist, while the team set a new season high with 29 assists and turned the ball over just 11 times. The Tar Heels also shot a season-best 61% from the floor and racked up their 2 highest-scoring halves of the season in what was by far their most impressive showing to date. Louisville never threatened to come closer in the second half as UNC used the final minutes of the game to practice alley-oops on the fast break, a perfect metaphor to describe how easy the Tar Heels made this win look.
For us, we shot the ball well, which we haven't done very often this year, and we didn't turn it over very much, 29-11. Those are the kind of things that we've been trying to emphasize more than anything. But again, we caught a team that didn't have their game legs today.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Avery Trendle.
Next up, Carolina's got another midweek non-conference home game this Wednesday at 7 against Marquette. That game's scheduled over the weekend after COVID issues forced Boston College to postpone a game that had been set for Tuesday. Not as good a weekend, though, for UNC women's basketball as Carolina fell on the road to fourth-ranked NC State, 82-63. Tar Heels missed their first 16 shots from three-point range before finally connecting late in the third quarter. Already too late, though, to mount a comeback. On the diamond, UNC baseball opened its season with a three-game sweep of James Madison, capped off by a come-from-behind 3-2 win on Sunday. Good start to Scott Forbes' first year as head coach after Mike Fox's retirement last summer. Also a good weekend for UNC softball. The Tar Heels took 4 of 5 at home over the weekend to open their season, sweeping a doubleheader over BC and then taking 2 of 3 against Syracuse. Elsewhere in sports, a good weekend for UNC lacrosse. Top-ranked UNC women's lacrosse beat Florida 11-5 on Friday and High Point 19-5 on Sunday. Scotty Rose Grounie leading the way with 7 combined goals. UNC men's lacrosse also got a win 14-9 over Richmond. Top-ranked UNC women's tennis beat Virginia on Sunday 5-2, setting a new program record with its 28th straight dual match win. And Tar Heel diver Aranza Vasquez took gold in the platform event at the ACC Championships in Greensboro. She'd already won gold in the 3-meter springboard. Finally, a pair of wins for the Carolina Hurricanes over the weekend, 5-3 over Chicago and 4-0 over Tampa Bay. Carolina hosts the Lightning again tonight, beginning at 7.